time now for the Saturday morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny and breezy conditions. A high near 69, could see wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, a low around 48. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department announced 14 new positive cases of the coronavirus Friday in Wayne County residents. Friday's cases included three male teens, a female in her 20s, a female in her 40s, three females in their 50s, two females in their 60s, a male in his 60s, a female in her 80s, a female in her 90s, and a male in his 90s. There have now been 429 lab-confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. 11 people who were positive lab-confirmed cases have since passed away. 5 people are currently hospitalized. 104 people are isolating and 309 people have recovered. The health department also says the county has a number of probable cases that are in the process of contact tracing. More news after this break.
The top 5 reasons to drive for KMA. Number 5, free health clinic. Number 4, paid holidays. Number 3, monthly attendance and safety bonus. Number 2, no hazmat, no jackstand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number 1 reason, you will be home daily. KMA is now hiring. Call 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY today.
This Saturday at 1 p.m. at 1408 West Delaware Street in Fairfield, Paul's Complete Auction Company has been commissioned to sell the following property: a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with a large kitchen and plenty of cabinets. This home has a fireplace in the living area, some hardwood floors, central heat and air, with 1,350 square feet of living space, located on a nice large corner lot with 2.5-car garage. Again, this weekend at 1 p.m. Saturday at 1408 West Delaware, Colonel Paul Gibson, auctioneer. Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like chicken wings, just $2.69 a pound, or get smoking deals on extra lean ground beef for just $3.99 a pound, and get sizzling deals on boneless country style ribs for just $1.99 a pound. Don't forget their deli has Troyer's Deli Ham, only $2.99 a pound. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
The coronavirus disease risk level in Wayne County has moved back to the orange risk level on the Illinois Department of Public Health's county level risk metrics map. The Wayne County Health Department made the announcement Friday. An orange designation indicates warning signs of increased COVID-19 risk in the community. 8 different indicators are used to determine a county's designation. A county is considered at the orange warning level when at least 2 of the main indicators are going in the wrong direction. An increase in case rates and test positivity from October 4th through 10th have led to Wayne County staying in an orange warning designation. The new cases per 100,000 people incidence rate. Wayne County reported 62 new cases the week of October 4th through 10th, which triggered a warning. Based on the county's population, that put the cases per 100,000 people over the level to trigger a warning, and the test positivity rate. The metric indicates a warning when the 7-day test positivity rate goes above 8%. Wayne County's test positivity rate per the state for the week of October 4th through 10th was 8.6%. The Illinois Department of Public Health Friday reported 4,554 new confirmed cases of coronavirus in Illinois, the highest one-day case total, including 38 additional deaths. On September 4th, the IDPH reported 5,368 new cases of COVID-19 after a slowdown in data processing delayed reporting of some additional aggregate numbers. Cases not reported in the previous several days were included in the September 4th total. The slowdown did not affect the reporting of positive or negative results to individuals in any way. Among the 38 deaths Friday reported. In Wayne County, a male in his 90s. In Clay County, a female in her 50s and a female in her 80s. In Jefferson County, a male in his 60s and a female in her 90s. In Lawrence County, a male in his 70s. In Richland County, a female in her 70s and a female in her 90s. And in Williamson County, a male in his 70s. Statewide totals are 336,174 cases and 9,165 deaths. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percent of total tests from October 9th through 15th is 5.1%. The Illinois Department of Public Health Friday reported 34 counties in Illinois are considered to be at a warning level for coronavirus. Wayne County is among the counties at the warning level. Other counties in our area at the warning level are Clay County, Jasper County, Jefferson County, Randolph and Pulaski counties, Saline County, Union County, and Washington County. Although the reasons for counties reaching a warning level varies, some of the common factors for an increase in cases and outbreaks are associated with gatherings in people's homes, weddings and funerals, bars and clubs, university and college parties, as well as college sports teams, family gatherings, long-term care facilities, correctional centers, and schools, and cases among the community at large, especially people in their 20s. The Illinois Department of Employment Security announced Friday that the unemployment rate in the state fell 0.8% to 10.2%, while non-farm payrolls lost 12,000 jobs in September, based on preliminary data provided by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and released by the IDES. The August monthly change in payrolls was revised upward from the preliminary report from 66,000 to 85,600 jobs. The August unemployment rate was unchanged from the preliminary report and held at an even 11%. In other news, area river stages as of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 3.99 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the river's at 3.81 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage is 3.15 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 4.88 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 2.48 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. A red flag warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for the area today due to dry conditions and expected windy conditions leading to a high fire danger. Reports out of Carmi indicate two Crossville residents were taken into custody by police Thursday afternoon. A report from Crossville Police indicated an officer noticed 23-year-old Nick Page in the garage at a residence on Cross Street and knew he was wanted on a warrant. The officer detailed in the report that Page then ran into the house upon noticing the officer. Crossville Police contacted Carmi for police for backup, along with the White County Sheriff's Office and Grayville Police. While a request was being prepared for a search warrant, Page surrendered, according to police. A woman at the residence, 35-year-old Amber Wallenbach, was also placed under arrest. Officers allege Wallenbach repeatedly told officers that Nick Page wasn't in the house and that the individual seen in the garage was in fact her. She was charged with obstruction of justice. Page is being held on a failure to appear warrant from an original charge of battery. City of Fairfield conducting a citywide cleanup today from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Street and Bridge Department at 908 East King Street. The service is for residents in the City of Fairfield only, and a utility bill stub and driver's license will be required to dispose of material. Commercial contractors not being allowed, it's a residential cleanup only. Dumpsters will be available for general waste, tires, metal, and appliances. Items not being accepted include construction or remodeled debris, electronics, liquid paint, batteries, and items considered hazardous waste. Light truck tires can be disposed for $3 each, passenger car tires for $2 each, and bicycle and ATV tires for $1 each. Residents need to line up on East King Street, and they'll be required to unload their own items, although city personnel will be available to assist with heavy materials as needed. The Fairfield Elks renovation fundraiser is scheduled for tonight, or rather today, from noon to midnight. Admission is $10 at the door, and people must be at least 21 years of age. A bags tournament will begin at noon. The cost is $50 per team for the single elimination tournament. And anyone wishing to enter should call Austin Gibbs at 516-1462. Ben Nation and Dylan Wolf Full Band will be at the Elks from 7:30 to midnight, and there will be food vendors on site as well. Tens of millions of dollars are coming from the USDA to Southern Illinois to improve broadband connections. The USDA says more than $46 million will be invested to bring high-speed internet to nearly 400 farms, almost 500 businesses, and dozens of schools. Republican Congressman Mike Bost says recent events have exposed the continued digital divide in rural areas.
The COVID-19 pandemic has shown how bad the digital divide is in the rural parts of our country. While urban areas are able to have successful remote learning, rural areas oftentimes have trouble getting the students connected to actually have that learning. In addition, farmers and their machines have become increasingly more high-tech. Expanding rural broadband to farms will keep our families connected.
The funds, broken up into grants and forgivable loans, will be invested in parts of Saline, Williamson, Franklin, White, Crawford, and Lawrence counties. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Flora resident William Klein Jr. died early Friday morning at his home. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 74-year-old Albion resident Ronald L. Hallam died unexpectedly on October 14th. He was a veteran who served during the Vietnam War and was a Purple Heart Medal recipient. He was a lifetime member of the VFW Post 8222 and a member of the American Legion Post 590. He was an employee of Champion Labs as a setup man for several years. Surviving are the love of his life, Melody Hallam, three daughters, Janet Sluniker, Misty Robinson, and Ronica Gill, eight grandchildren, and one great-grandson, a brother, Malin Hallam, two sisters-in-law, Candace Thacker and Judy Fleck, and a brother-in-law, Leon Compton, and several nieces and nephews. In keeping with Ron's wishes, cremation rites will be accorded, and a private family service will take place at Graceland Cemetery with military rites. Memorials may be made to the American Legion Post 590. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Kinmundy resident Willie Thompson died early Thursday morning at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. He had served as Clay County Sheriff, Flora Chief of Police, Deputy Director of Secretary of State Police, and Conservation Police Chief. He was a member of the Kinmundy Christian Church. Surviving are his wife, Sandra, two sons, George and Matt, three brothers, Jim, Bob, and Dave, five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, and a host of friends also survive. A funeral ceremony for Willie Thompson will be held at 3 p.m. Sunday at the Kinmundy Christian Church, with Josh Conley officiating. Interment will follow in Elder Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon until 3 p.m. Sunday at the church. In accordance with an Illinois mandate, wearing a face mask and following social distancing guidelines is recommended. Arrangements are in the care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are suggested to the Kinmundy Christian Church and will be accepted through the funeral home. 73-year-old Ingraham resident Alice C. Wilkins died Wednesday morning at Clay County Hospital. She worked for many years at Roadmaster in Alney and Spartan Manufacturing and later retired from the Alney Walmart, where she worked in the Vision Center. Surviving are two sons, John Wilkins Jr. and Brad Wilkins, a daughter, Michelle Wilkins, one granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, three sisters, Mary Wathen, Geneva Skelton, and Pauline Bowen, and a sister-in-law, Patricia Pickle. A graveside ceremony for Alice C. Wilkins will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Ingraham Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are suggested to the family to assist with final expenses and will be accepted through the funeral home. 88-year-old longtime Clay City resident Bonnie L. Blair died Wednesday morning at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes. Surviving are a brother, Bob Monicle of Flora, nephews, Kevin Monicle of Clay City, Dale Monicle of Flora, Warren Monicle of Flora, and Mike Harris of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, nieces, Melinda Cotner of Texas and Monica Harris of Texas, and great-nieces and nephews, Matthew Monicle, Kaylin Monicle, Crystal Lewis, Samantha Monicle, Logan Monicle, Dustin Monicle, and Kendra Monicle. A graveside memorial ceremony at Clay City Cemetery will be announced. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 65-year-old Edgington, Ohio resident, formerly of Dahlgren, James Lewis Karcher, died Wednesday at Parkview Regional Medical Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He was an assembly line worker and a member of St. John Catholic Church. Surviving are son Earl Karcher of Pawpaw, Michigan, two brothers Larry Karcher of Dahlgren and Richard Lee Karcher of Dahlgren, a sister Karen Karcher of Dahlgren, and one grandchild. A funeral mass for James Lewis Karcher will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. He'll be laid to rest at St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Dahlgren. Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Fairfield resident Nita Carolyn Neal Seaman died Wednesday. Surviving are her husband Tom, daughters Tracy Withrow and Carol Vaughn, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services were held Friday at Maple Hill Cemetery, Nail's funeral home in charge of the arrangements. 83-year-old Jackie Dale Williams died Wednesday. Surviving are two children, six grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren. Services with military rites for Jackie Williams will be held at 11 a.m. today at the Sisney Cemetery. Visitation from 10:30 until service time. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association or the American Heart Association. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 49-year-old Reinerd resident Marcella Beth Pittman died October 1st. Surviving are a son, a mother, Candace Walker, father, Edwin Pittman, and one brother, Per Marcella Pittman's wishes, cremation has been provided and no formal services are to be held. Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield is assisting the family. 92-year-old Jeff resident Lawrence Carter died Thursday. Surviving are a son, Larry Carter, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Till Carter will be held at 2 p.m. today at the Bestow Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Jeff Christian Church, Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Flora resident Douglas Neil Eaton died Monday at Flora Gardens Care Center. He owned and operated Eaton Auto Parts for several years. Surviving are his wife, Shirley, two sons, Jim of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Doug of Danville, two sisters, Kay Eaton Linder of Cypress, Texas, and Francine Eaton Johnson of Warrenville, three grandchildren and several nieces and nephews. Per Neil Eaton's request, no services will be held. For those who wish, a memorial donation may be made to any charity of your choice in tribute to him. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois, we just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Here's a look at the weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny skies. Looking at a high of 69, breezy as well. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Could see some areas reach the low 70s for tonight. Looking at increasing clouds, low of 48. Sunday, a 50% chance of scattered showers. Increasing clouds, high of 65. Monday, a 50% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, high of 59. Tuesday, got a slight chance of showers, partly sunny, high of 65. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, will be in the 70s, high of 72. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, forecast high 78. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 63. Our low this morning was 33. And currently in Fairfield, underneath a nice sunrise out there, it is 38.